Dunkin' Donuts is changing recipes, though you may not notice much difference in taste. Dunkin' is bowing to pressure from one of New York's top elected officials to go green. They're switching to sustainable palm oil. Here's Ilya Meretz of member station WNYC to explain what that means.
When it comes to donuts, most of us live in, shall we say, willful ignorance of how exactly our food is made.
I think they get fried, I think.
Baked?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Flar Kiamet and Naya Willis outside of Dunkin' Donuts in Brooklyn, admitted donut eater Thomas DiNapoli thinks people should care how the donuts get made.
Something as commonplace as a Dunkin' Donut, it doesn't just, you know, happen out of thin air.
DiNapoli is New York State's comptroller, an elected position. He's also a critic of palm oil, which is often used for frying donuts. It's produced mainly in Asia, and it's hurting our planet, DiNapoli says.
Indonesia, Malaysia, far off places, but that's where a significant amount of the palm oil production is happening. And the destruction of those rainforests in that area is going to have an impact on the climate issue.
As New York State Comptroller, DiNapoli is in a position to actually do something about this. He's trustee of the third largest public pension fund in the nation, which holds about 50,000 shares of Dunkin' Donuts company stock. So DiNapoli offered a shareholder resolution spelling out his concerns. And Duncan pledged to go sustainable. Laurel Sutherland from the group Rainforest Action Network applauds the move, but
there's still a major issue that sustainable means many different things to many different people.
In the years ahead, Duncan will have to show it's not contributing to the destruction of the rainforest. Sutherland says many more companies ought to follow Duncan's lead.
In grocery store that you walk into in the United States or Europe today, over half of the packaged goods contain palm oil. So it's used from everything from cookies to laundry detergents.
But why has demand for palm oil surged? It's not particularly delicious. In fact, palm oil doesn't have much flavor at all, according to Marion Nessel, a professor of nutrition at New York University. What it does have is a soft yet thick texture.
And so it's very useful for products like Oreo cookies that have a filling so that you can put this oil in the filling and it stays solid at room temperature and doesn't run.
In the old days, hydrogenated oils, so-called trans fats, did this job. But in 2007, another New York politician, New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg, banned trans fats in restaurants. Nessel says many popular food brands, including Oreo and Dunkin' Donuts, voluntarily replaced trans fats with the best available substitute, palm oil.
It's quite ironic.
Or maybe just the law of unintended consequences. One reason for the palm oil boom and the felling of ancient rainforests could be a mayor who only wanted to make his city healthier. Tom DiNapoli, New York State's comptroller, says he's not done with palm oil yet. He's planning new shareholder resolutions, but won't say what company he's targeting next. For NPR News, I'm Ilya Meretz in New York.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.